This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, welcome to What's On Your Mind, live from Tioga, North Dakota today, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're in Tioga for the Pinnacle Travel Plaza 3rd Anniversary Celebration. And there are signs that there is a party going on here all over the place, which is kind of fun. They have a craft fair starting in a little bit here. It'll crank up. They have samples from the new Green Chili Grill. I'm a big fan. The green chili burritos, they are the best of the best. They've been big in the Bakken for a long time, and they have the new grill where they make them fresh to your order right here at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. So you can have a free sample and maybe order one of those up today. Their food is always fantastic here. Second day of this event, they go through tomorrow. They're having wine and liquor tasting. That'd be good for you, Todd. How about a little wine and liquor tasting to kick off a Friday, right? Some wine and spirits.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm game. I'm game.
Yeah, there you go.
You didn't bring me with you this time. Now I know why.
And they have burgers for $2 and hot dogs for $1. And the North Dakota Lottery folks here are spinning the wheels. They're having drawings for all kinds of prizes, like kids' bikes and a Dr. Pepper bike and a Budweiser cooler. They're doing free oil changes from Mr. Tire. And lots of other drawings for prizes. So a tire sale at the Travel Plaza. A lot going on. We'll tell you about that as we go throughout the day here at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. Serving up excellence. They're on Highway 40, so just a little bit north of Highway 2. I think about 3 miles north of Highway 2 when you get to the stoplight at Tioga off of Highway 2. Come see us. Love to have you stop by today and say hi. We have lots of time to chat about whatever is on your mind today. A couple things on my mind. One, Ed Schaefer goes the next step. A week ago, last Friday, Ed Schaefer, the former governor of North Dakota, the former ag secretary for George W. Bush, and now the interim president at the University of North Dakota for a little less than a month now, he was giving an interview to the Grand Forks Herald talking about his tenure at UND and what they'd done there, and was asked about the governor's race. He said he'd be voting for Doug Burgum, and of course that went a little further than he did last week. On this program, when he said he was leaning towards Doug Burgum, talked about that he thought he had the skill set necessary for our current budget situation and thought he would be the best one to go into that job. You know, it's never fun when Republicans are running against Republicans, if you're a Republican, right? If you're a Democrat, you love it. This is fun. Oh, eat each other up. This is just great. And, you know, for the most part, things have been pretty civil in this thing. And I don't know that, I don't know that endorsements matter. I guess I'm curious if they do. In other words, when you hear me say Ed Schaefer is going to vote for Doug Burgum, does that make you think any differently? Or if I say Jack Dalrymple and John Hoeven have said they support Wayne Stengem, does that make you think any differently about that race? Do you allow other people to influence how you're going to vote? Do you talk to people who think like you do to say, well, what are you thinking? Or is that a very personal thing? I'm kind of curious. I found myself wondering that. Question, Tony Bender and I ended up with a little exchange on Facebook over this story that was posted last night. He said, what do you think? Do they matter? And I said, well, I think he was asking sort of, will this positively impact the Burgum campaign? I said, it sort of depends on how the information is conveyed to voters, right? If it's, he says it on a talk show, he says it in a newspaper article, you know, maybe that isn't that big a deal. If, on the other hand, he is, in advertisements or is in a press conference or sort of on the stump, if you will, although there's not much more time, maybe that would make a difference. I know this. Ed Schaefer is loved. Ed Schaefer is loved. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Ed Schaefer is probably one of North Dakota's most revered citizens. He clearly is. And I think he sort of transcends the political thing, right? You know him as a former governor, but his dad, Harold, and the whole Medora thing and the business success that Gold Seals Sales has had and then the sort of ambassador statesman kind of role that he's taken on since. There's not many people like that. In other words, Jack Dalrymple and John Homer are very popular. They're very well respected. You know, in the case of Governor Dalrymple, still a governor, soon to be a former governor, and longtime legislator. In the case of John Hoeven, you know, Bank of North Dakota, well known family in Minot, and now a senator and former governor, and really probably the current crop, the most successful of political elected leaders in North Dakota would be John Hoeven. So these people, they're not chopped liver at all. They're significant. So does it impact you? Does it make a difference? I'd be curious of your thoughts on that. And what did you make of what happened in California, in San Jose, where, you know, thousands of Trump supporters leave an event to find supporters, I guess, of Hillary Clinton. I don't know if you call them Hillary supporters or just angry Democrats or Trump haters or what they are, but throwing eggs at, sucker punching, getting in confrontations with Trump supporters. So you got the Hillary supporters and the Trump haters, about 300 of them, just trying to, I guess, spark some anarchy. Does anybody think this is sort of like a Ferguson deal? By a Ferguson deal, I mean where you have George Soros-funded organizations that go down there and try and fuel the fire, stir things up, get some things going on television, look like it's, in other words, are they paid? Are they on a mission? Or do they come there with an intent to do this? Or are they just really just malcontents that don't know any better? I don't know. I do say this, politically, this doesn't hurt Donald Trump. I don't think any reasonable American can look at that and say, gosh, I'm going to be on their side. I'm going to throw some eggs at a harmless lady there because she was at a Trump rally. I'm going to sucker punch some people. I want to do that. I mean, is that one half of 1% of the electorate that thinks like that? It's sick. It's disgusting. And, you know, I set aside the politics on it. It's flat out anti-American in my mind. It isn't even, anti-Trump. This is America. You know, you want to protest, go protest. I also love the fact that this nothing of the sort happened here. Nothing of the sort. You had one, fellow that was leading a protest that was really kind of pathetic. But whatever. I mean, it was a peaceful protest, and that's it. Inside, not one disturbance in the North Dakota rally last week for Donald Trump. Meanwhile, look what happens in San Jose, California. Be very proud of where you live, ladies and gentlemen. Be very proud of where you come from, because that is that's something to be proud of, in my mind. All right, so let's you found out what's on my mind. A couple of things: one on the governor's race, one on the presidential race. I guess the big question: do endorsements matter? Ed Schaefer says he's voting for Doug Burgum. Does that matter? Does that cause you to think differently at all about the race, or is that just sort of interesting, but in one ear and out the other? Same thing for the current governor and former governor supporting Jack Dalrymple and John Hoeven, Wayne Stengen. Does it matter? Will it matter? I'm curious. I want to know. Born curious, I guess. And on the presidential race, does that stuff help or hurt Donald Trump? And is it organized? Is it by design, or is it just malcontents? I'd love to know. 800-228-0550. That would be our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. And I am having computer issues, Todd, Manny. So,
well, we got Ernie in Bismarck standing right by.
Ernie first. We'll go to Ernie. You need to tell me my ear, Manny, or Todd, one of the two, and we'll figure this out as we go. I don't know what's going on. Ernie Bismarck, you're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. First of all, I enjoy your show every day. I'm a truck driver, and I listen to you every morning, and I look forward to 9 o'clock so I could listen to political and local news, and I appreciate you guys a lot.
Thank you very much. You might hear your voice again on the radio, because that was a promo right there, Todd, by golly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We appreciate it. Yeah.
That all said, I like you. I like to vent, and maybe you could help me out, and your listeners could help me out here. Here I have DirecTV. That's not a promo, but the reason I have DirecTV is because they have the NFL Network, and I hate the Vikings. So, and I'm a Cowboys fan, so that's reason I get the DirecTV. But anyway, here I sit down ready to watch the NBA Finals on ABC, and DirecTV says that the local affiliate has pulled their channel. So I had no ABC last night to watch the basketball game. And like I said, I'm hoping somebody is listening out there. Let me know why and how come and the reasons why. I mean, I have to go
down. I'm sure the word you don't want to hear right about now is cable, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but here's the deal. They get into these fights.
Yeah.
All the time. I wish they'd just get into the fight and then make a 5-year deal, and then we don't have to hear about it for 5 years. But it's just a game of chicken that happens all the time. It happens with the cable channels, too. And the dish channel on the local affiliates. So I imagine that's what it is. It's just a fight between the locals and dish right now. And, you know, I feel bad for, I think quite honestly, a lot of these folks are going to find themselves out of business if they keep that stuff up, because you're just going to say, I'm going to start getting my news a different way. I'm going to start getting my NBA finals, and the NBA will have their own network and the NHL will have their own. But I hear your frustration. Ernie, thanks for calling. If anybody else knows more about it, let us know for Ernie.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt in North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I've lost a lot of respect that I had for former Governor Ed Schaefer the last couple of weeks.
Well, my thought on it is, sadly, it does matter, because you have so many American people who are oblivious, don't take the time and research. Thus, you have urban myth. Thanks.
All right, a couple of comments on our earlier questions. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Ernie, we did a little check-in for you, and we understand that there is a dispute going on between DirecTV and the ABC affiliate you have. I guess the deal expired March 31st of 2016. This must be, is it KBMY? 17, is that
yep.
the one that in Bismarck that he was watching? And
yep.
And so anyway, they extended the agreement, and then they did another extension. And unfortunately, notwithstanding our best effort to reach a new agreement, DirecTV is choosing not to provide you with our award-winning, highly rated stations. So it's one of those fights again, and they are not uncommon. They happen far too frequently, but got you an answer there. What's on your mind? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is the website, and also check them out on Facebook as well. All right. One other note of on my Facebook page right now, if you go there, and Todd, if you would, share this on K-Fires and yours as well so folks can find it. We have Jim Olson, the chaplain that joined us Monday, Memorial Day, with an incredible reading. A lot of people said that was unbelievable, talking about what did veterans die for? What have they died for? What have they fought for? And talking about the current state of our country. A lot of you wanted that. We have the transcript, if you will, up on the Facebook pages, so check that out. A lot of folks asked about that. Just wanted to give you a reminder of that. All right, who is next here? Let's see. By the way, they're getting ready for a big clothing sale right now, so that noise you hear, that's the coolest ever clothing here at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. Yeah, they just tipped over a chair. That was pretty good. But this is well worth it, because does it sound like a barroom brawl here, Tom, at all, or?
It sounds like professional wrestling, and he just pulled, yeah. you know, metal chairs out from underneath the ring. And
they have good clothing here, though. They have, you know, Carhartt and Under Armour and what was the clothing you thought I would look good in with the button down front shirts? What brand? They were telling me that they want me in there to check out the bargain, so we'll do it. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Who's waited the longest? Steven in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, you said earlier that George Soros was funding these protests against the Trump rally.
Yeah, George Soros funded an organ. I was asking the question whether or not he is. I don't know. What I do know is that George Soros was funding an organization that was in the middle of all of the protesting down in and the riots and all the you know the faux riots down in Ferguson. So my question is, are they doing the same here? You know, I don't know. I'd like to know.
I don't know for a fact, but I'm inclined to think he is. And you know, if George Soros is funding these groups, then these groups have connections to the National Democratic Party, you know, and they're willing to resort to violence in order to make their point, as it were, you know, in terms of sucker-punching people and throwing eggs at people, you know, in far contrast to, say, for example, a Tea Party rally, which has been much maligned by our national media, you know. But if George Soros, and by extension, the National Democratic Party, are behind these groups, what does that say about a national political party that's so willing to promote violence and promote minority racism against the majority white population?
I hear you. First of all, you're exactly right. This doesn't happen the other way. It doesn't happen. I mean, conservatives don't go to a rally for a liberal and say, let's wait till they come out and let's do some harm to them. Let's throw things at them, throw eggs and sucker punch them. It doesn't happen. And the fact that it does happen, it ought to be reported, especially, as you say, contrast that with the Tea Party and how the media acted like that was some sort of, you know, KKK meeting, for crying out loud.
Yeah. You know, I'm a Tea Party supporter. You know, and I'm working too much to go to all these rallies. You know, where do these people find all this time to go to all these rallies and cause all this trouble? I mean, are they professional protesters or something, or what?
That's what my point is. I wouldn't doubt it. I have a hard time believing it's not organized. And I think it's designed by Team Hillary and the left to say, see the chaos that's going to ensue if this guy's president. See what America's going to be like. See what do you? And I think it's the exact opposite. I think people say, wait a minute, anybody that would do that leads me to believe, I'm for this guy. I think it has the opposite effect. Myself, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Well, I don't know. I could very well be.
I would like to predict that once the organizer in chief is out of office, that these protests are going to be more frequent and probably more violent.
Yeah, this will be very interesting to watch. Stephen, thank you. Brian and Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, live at Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Tioga today. What's on your mind?
Hey, you got me on the line?
I got you on the line, Brian. Take it away.
Okay. Well, I got a few things. I guess yesterday when I heard our mayor make his comments, it really showed some true colors. This whole deal with this building, our past mayor works at Mary College. A lot of people probably don't know that. The whole thing smells if you look at it from the outside. They're always pushing everything for downtown, downtown, downtown. There's a lot of other places this money needs to be spent. He was the one that was voted for. I was at the meeting, voted for the soup kitchen up there at Ruth Meyers. And Axvik also voted for it, and then he recanted afterwards. But I think what we need to do, the citizens in Bismarck, we need to go after getting the mayor thrown out of office. I've had it with this garbage. It's ridiculous.
All right, Brian, appreciate the call. For folks that are not following that, there's a fairly controversial decision that the city of Bismarck is wrestling with right now related to tax increment financing for a project in downtown Bismarck. And that's what Brian's talking about, Mayor Mike Seminary. Appreciate the call. Bruce in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Top of the morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Top of the morning to you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Hanna, I need you to do me a favor. You've got connections in the Democratic Party. Would you find out if their bathrooms at their convention are going to be transgender? And if not, why not?
I didn't know he had connections to the Democratic Party.
I didn't
Party.
Either.
That'd be
I
the
was
first
wondering.
Time anybody's ever said that.
I do think if my connections are if I have connections, they are in the toilet with the Democratic Party. So you got something pretty close there, but
friendly connection. But anyway, the other point. Yes, go to Craigslist. They do hire protesters. I had to listen to another talk show because you guys weren't in range. And the gentleman called. He'd been on Craigslist. He'd registered as a protester. They actually have a rating value. They pay an extra $2,500 in your bail if you can get on stage and other things like that. And he was talking about it, and then he ended up getting cut off.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah, good. Good question. More of your comments coming up. Bruce, thank you. 800-228-0550. Let us know what you're thinking.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm board member Troy Oldham of Northwood. With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices, conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading to the field, make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible, turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around equipment, avoid baggy clothes that can become entangled in machinery, use caution around flowing grain, adults can become entrapped in seconds, get adequate sleep, don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. Keep rollover protection structures in place. If you have a tractor without one, get it installed today. And while you're at it, buckle your seatbelt. Discuss safety concerns with your children as you explain safe handling and operating procedures. Practice what you preach, and they will practice it too. Always remember to just stop and think. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm right in the middle of the Pinnacle Travel Plaza today. Can't wait to hit the new Green Chili Grill here, where they do the made-to-order burritos. They also have the Padron burgers, I guess, that are just fantastic. So, looking forward to that. The burrito and Padron burger guru of North Dakota, Gary Emmerich, will be guest hosting for yours truly next week. I'll be gone a couple of days. Actually, be down at Mayo Clinic for my annual checkup, and they take 2 days to do that, for crying out loud. What in the world? And anyway.
We should have a pretty good idea what's going on by then.
I guess so, yeah, for crying out loud.
figure it out in 2 days. Holy cow.
I will leave you in good hands. John Trandum will be here on one day. John is a District 45 chair, active conservative Republican in North Dakota, but he's also known now these days as 1237. Because he was the 1,237th delegate to commit to Donald Trump, and he was a big cruise backer. So it took him a while, but he made the switch to 12 at 1237, and so there, he had received some national attention last week for that. So John will be in the chair on Tuesday, and then Gary Emmons will be here on Wednesday. But anyway, back to Pinnacle, where we are broadcasting live. Their outdoor anniversary sale is going on today and tomorrow remain. Started yesterday. They're doing wine and liquor tasting. They have tomorrow a lot of games and fun for the kids. Kids bouncy house, bring them over. Hot dogs for $1, hamburgers for $2. The North Dakota Lottery is here over the lunch hour, and they have the prize wheel. You can win some goodies. There are drawings for a boy and girl kids bikes, Dr. Pepper bike, Budweiser cooler, free oil changes. Mr. Tire is running a big tire sale. There's a craft fair going on here. Clothing sale, and as I said, samples from the new Green Chili Grill, Alti Pinnacle Travel Plaza. So check that out as well. Already had some folks stop by and say hi, and also said thank you. Mike said thank you specifically for the tip on my pillow. How about that, Todd? Yeah, he was very happy for telling him about a pillow that gets him a better night's sleep. Said, my neck was hurting, and... couldn't believe it. A couple of nights, everything was gone. Turns out he had a little TMJ in the pillow, took care of it. So it is, he called it a miracle because he's able to sleep now. It works. 4-for-1 deal will not last forever, but Father's Day is coming up. I think I'd get it for Father's Day. I really would. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call him 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back to the phones. At 800-228-0550. Whatever is on your mind, let us have it today. Here's a couple of your comments on Facebook regarding Ed Schaefer's announcement. I just asked the question, does that matter? Former Governor Ed Schaefer voting for Doug Burgum, announcing that. I think it's a big deal. But do you agree? Does it influence voters? I don't know. It's not a huge surprise because a week ago today on this program, he told us he was leaning that way and told us that the business experience of Doug Burgum would better equip him to tackle our state budget issues. On the other hand, we have current governor Jack Dalrymple, former governor John Hoeven, current senator, saying they support Wayne Stengem. Does that matter to you? That's one of my questions today. And here's what some of you said. Kevin said, means absolutely nothing to me. I have a lot of respect for Ed. Oh, I lost a lot of respect for Ed when he took a huge sum of money from North Dakota taxpayers for temporarily doing next to nothing at UND. Next to nothing at UND. Kevin, I have to tell you, I have not heard anybody anywhere, whether they like Ed or not, Ed, agree with that statement. In fact, I hear people say he did 2 years worth of work in 6 months. And you pay a president, why wouldn't you pay the current president? Just seems like why you'd lose respect for him for that, I don't know. Dustin says that this is a stealth, oh, by the way, endorsement. CT says apparently he's all on board for letting pervs in our daughters' bathrooms, locker rooms, and dressing rooms too then. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he thinks that that's the position of Doug Burgum. I actually think Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem have nearly identical positions on that whole transgender bathroom issue. Wayne Stengem may have a leg up in the sense that he's actually filing a lawsuit on it to stop it as attorney general or joining a lawsuit. But when asked about it, when pressed about it, both have sort of said, no, it's wrong. They've agreed it's wrong. Took Wayne a little bit longer than took Doug to be real clear on how wrong they thought it was. But both sort of say the state's ought to decide this, and it's wrong. So I don't know how that's a position you can't agree with. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Some of the comments from Facebook, welcome yours as well. Eastern North Dakota is where we go to an anonymous caller. There's a little mystery, a little intrigue to this call. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
First of all, to address the business of it, I already voted by absentee ballot, and so I can't change my mind anymore. But I love Ed Schaefer. I wish he was running for governor. But anyway, the question I have is, do you suppose that the school that Obama's daughters are attending has switched to transgender bathrooms?
Yes, a private school, so we won't know, right?
Well, I wonder how he feels about that with his own daughters, you know.
Well, it's a fair question, and the earlier caller said, you know, is the Democratic convention going to do this? Literally, when they start, demonstrating their empathy by what kind of bathrooms are in facilities that they hold events, we've really circled the drain in the area of stupidity, in my mind.
Yes, I agree.
This has really gotten out of hand. It's sad. It is. It's really sad. And the bottom line, the federal government has no business threatening our schools.
No, that's right. Saying
unless you let kids choose the bathroom they want to use, regardless of their gender, we're going to take money from you. It's an outrage. The Constitution's being shredded. So,
our government should do is offer free counseling to those people that do think they are a different sex. Because it's all—it's not. I don't think it's a genetic thing. It's just in their minds.
I think the schools can handle us pretty well. I really do.
Yeah,
one on one.
I think so. Yeah.
One on one. Yeah. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. Ed in Minot, how you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing there?
Well, let me check. Todd, you okay?
I'm doing great.
Manny, how about you, Manny? Manny's always so darn busy. He just
doing real well. I got my utility bill yesterday, my power bill, electric bill.
Yeah.
30 days, $32.26.
You kidding?
$14 of that was like for your administrative costs. So.
What have you been sleeping with the lights off, or well, you probably sleep with the lights off, but you've been shutting everything down, or what are you doing?
I'm a conservative.
Evidently.
I
switched some stuff to LED, which made a difference, and I only use what when I'm there. I only use what I need, and I live in an old 5-bedroom house, which a lot of it I don't use, but I don't have a new house either, so
pretty cheap. Electricity is pretty cheap. You just got to, you know, how to manage it.
Do you know who we have to thank for electricity being cheap, Ed?
What was that, sir?
Do you know who we have to thank for electricity being cheap?
That is right. North Dakota coal mines.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And if you go and take a look at what the clean power plan would do. In the way of increasing not only your electricity bill, not only the electricity bill at work, the cost of everything. I mean, the cost of electricity goes up, everything else costs more, right? If I'm dying for a green chili burrito here at Pinnacle. Well, if Pinnacle has to pay more for electricity to make that burrito, guess what they're going to do? Charge me more for the burrito.
Yep. And I got central air, and I got a lot of natural gas stuff. I mean, I'm not suffering by any means there, so.
And then here's the other
thing.
Here's the other thing that worries me. In order to comply with what they're trying, this 45% reduction in CO2 emissions, they'd have to shut down a power plant. That would mean our power's less reliable.
Yep.
The whole thing's an absolute nightmare. That's why this election is so important. You know,
it really is.
Because you've got Hillary Clinton flat out saying, hey, we'll fire the coal miners. You know, we'll shut down the mines. We'll stop fracking. Nothing on federal lands. She is openly hostile to the energy sector. And that's North Dakota.
I don't think she likes herself.
You think she's a little ticked at herself, even?
No. Cost me a dollar and a dime last month for power. I mean, I don't know how you can get any better than that. So,
no, that is something.
Wake up, people. It's going to get worse if we get the wrong people in the office over there in Washington.
So. That's a very good point. Very good point. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Ed.
Have a good day, guys. Weekend.
Ed Minot, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. The dial us up, 258-0550. You can text Todd, too. Take some text today, 701-226-8503. Emailer says, I saw your Facebook post about Ed Schaefer. I really like him. I have a lot of respect for him. He has a right to his opinion. But I don't think it's appropriate for a sitting college president to be making statements like that in a heated race for governor. Just my 2 cents. Have a great weekend. I guess that's an argument, and I don't doubt that Ed weighed that, and there were conversations about that, but I don't think you take the governor out of Ed, right? I don't think he's an interim president. That doesn't mean he's no longer governor. That doesn't mean he's no longer Ed Schaefer. He is who he is. He's doing a public service, in my mind, for higher ed, and I hope his role. I see it for the first time. I noticed in the story about him announcing that he would vote for Doug Burgum. They were talking about the budget and things that had been done at UND, and they said he was in discussions about a role with the university system and UND going forward. Man, would that be great. It would. But I don't know. Some people might say that. I think you say that if you're a Wayne Stengem fan, right? Because if you're Wayne Stengem, you don't want Ed Schaefer to endorse Doug Burgum. You don't. I get that. I wouldn't, you know. But on the other hand, if you're Doug Burgum, you probably don't want John Hoeven. And John Hoeven and Doug Burgum were close. You know, I can't even imagine the amount of dollars donated from Doug Burgum to John Hoeven over the years, right? And John Hoeven and Jack Dalrymple said they're supporting Wayne Stengem. So, you know, I get that. You don't want it. But I'm just more curious if it affects your vote, if that causes you to think, Ed Schaefer's for Doug Burgum. I was going to be for Wayne, but now I better rethink this. Or it's just, you know, it'd be like your mailman telling you who to vote for. It doesn't matter. I'm curious. I want to know. John and Bismarck, and by the way, Daryl Leese will be here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau at the bottom of next hour. We're going to talk about the effort they have undertaken to sue over the constitutionality of the corporate farming law. They are challenging whether or not it is constitutional for North Dakota to ban corporate farming. So we're going to have that debate, too. John and Bismarck, you are first to go. Pat and Bismarck. Next to go when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, talking about the NDSC's Defensive Driving Course.
There's a huge segment in that course devoted to distracted driving, and we just encourage anybody with employees to get as many people through that as they possibly can, because then we can really spend some time dive down with videos and computer animation and really show them the science behind it and why they need to make a change. We're not asking you to not use your phone. We're just asking you to use it smarter. Just pull over when you have to make or receive a call if it's an important thing. Visit our website, ndsc.org, for training and for tips. And let's just make North Dakota roads a whole lot safer than they are right now.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing distracted driving in North Dakota, visit ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I was talking about coal earlier with a conversation with Ed and Minot. I forgot to tell you about the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org, where you can get all the details on that clean power plan. Arm yourself with some facts on that and let your elected leaders know where you stand on that issue, because it is important right now. There are battles on this clean power plan, and there'll be battles behind this one for years to come until there is a recognition of the importance of affordable energy and a push for a true all-of-the-above energy solution. And that's what the folks in the lignite industry are all about. They want a true all of the above, including affordable coal. So check it out, SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Pat Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind? Pat, are you there?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I'm wondering why you're not beating the drum for the corporate farming under the old standby guise of job creation. As you can tell, I am not for the corporate farming. I think our farmers do just fine if we had some decent prices for stuff. I don't think
I agree with you. But I don't think by being my thought on corporate farming is just to say, all right, there isn't a ban on corporations owning radio stations or supermarkets or car dealers. So, competition would say, that'd be good. I actually think probably price of land would maybe go up. And I guess that isn't good when you want to buy land, but it's great when you're trying to sell land. So I just see it as a free market thing. And it certainly isn't anti-farmers. I think our farmers do really good. What I think is interesting is if you dig into the numbers, North Dakota has the highest number of quote unquote, what is it again? Yeah, we have like 11% are large farms. Okay, that's the highest in the country right now with corporate farming. So we already have big farms. And I'll ask Daryl Lees these exact numbers when we chat with him at the bottom of the hour. But really, the corporate farming law, if what we're saying is we don't want big farms and we want family-owned smaller farms, we have that here. And meanwhile, 41 states that have corporate farming and allow it, there isn't this sort of takeover by the big giant international conglomerate. So two things going on in my mind, Pat. One, on June 14th, people are deciding whether or not they want what the legislature did. And again, this is our legislators that we elect and we send there, what they did to stand. And that is to say there's still a ban on corporate farming in North Dakota. There's two exemptions to that. That's what you're voting on. That's for hog operations or dairy operations, which are operating elsewhere, not here, because the capital needed to operate those now, you need to be a corporation. That's how you raise the dollars. But the corporate farming law stands. Now, separate from that, the Farm Bureau yesterday announced they're going to sue and raise the question of the constitutionality of corporate farming. They're sort of doing that on in my mind, a principled basis. They just don't believe the corporate farming law is there at all. But I hear you. I think a lot of people, they just like it the way it is. And that's conservative and that's liberal. I just kind of don't understand that viewpoint. That's all I'm saying.
Do you agree that they passed that law, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago for a reason? Because back then we would have had these corporations coming in and owning everything. And I don't agree with that. I mean, I think it's going to lead to just higher food prices. And we don't need that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, again, 41 states have no ban. Eight or nine have just a few exemptions. Like we were in North Dakota's legislature just passed, similar to the current law, depending on what happens with this referendum. So the sky's not falling there. I don't know why it would fall here. Maybe 40 or 50 years ago it made sense. I don't know. I can't say it's a good idea. I respect people out there who like the law and want to keep the law the way it is, but I just have a different viewpoint.
Yeah, I think it still makes sense. I mean, I think they passed that law for a reason, that they knew what they were doing back then.
My take is it's more of a nostalgia thing. Everybody's for that small little farm. They just don't exist anymore. Farming's big business. It is. And I like our farmers' ability to compete with anybody on the globe. I do. So it doesn't concern me at all. But it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially on June 14th. I think that's probably going to go down, is my guess. But now the constitutionality question in court. Texter says, question I'd like to know, and I think it's important. Wayne Stengem is a great guy and a great attorney general. Who might take his place? And will that individual be as good for North Dakota when it comes to fighting federal government? Well, somebody would have to be appointed to that spot, and then obviously that person would have to run, or somebody else would have to run. Drew Wrigley will be out of a job. I would think he'd be a top candidate. Certainly his performance as U.S. attorney would say he'd be a good attorney general in fighting the federal government. He's one I think of off the top of my head, but, that'd be the question. That's a question if Wayne Stengem wins only, right? And then ultimately his decision, who does he appoint? and then voters' decision on is that person the person. So, Texter says, I know it seems popular to say that the transgender bathroom issue should be a state's right, but if we view this as privacy and safety issue, then why should my daughter be less safe in Minnesota than in North Dakota? Because of that, I don't think it's a state issue. I think it's a privacy and safety issue. I agree, it's a privacy and safety issue, but one I think you demand your local leaders to take seriously. I don't think what the federal government is going to do would happen in Minnesota or North Dakota. Maybe in Minnesota, I don't know, but it's an interesting point you raise. More of your calls, open phone time as we continue. Don't go away.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.